We're back here on Giants.com with your Giants Insider. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by Rob Rang from NFL Draft Scout, previewing the Senior Bowl taking place on Saturday afternoon. Rob, who are some of the guys, other than the quarterbacks, we've heard a lot about them, that have kind of jumped out to you during practice this week?
Well, you got to start with Alex Kappa. He's an offensive tackle for Humboldt State. Anytime you have a small school player that is performing against the big boys, you certainly want to focus on him. Marcus Davenport, the pass rusher from UT San Antonio, so Texas San Antonio, 6'6", 280 pounds, has the length that you're looking for as an edge rusher. He's probably the most gifted player on the field this week, and so I think that he certainly is going to be somebody to watch during the game itself.
Dave Gettleman has made the point that the Giants need to try to fix their offensive line this offseason, and maybe not the second pick overall, but second early, third round early. Those are prime positions where you can try to grab starting caliber offensive linemen. Which guys from this Senior Bowl jumps out at you as players that might fit that profile?
Well, I mentioned Alex Kappa. I think that he's a guy that you might be looking at in the third to fourth round. In my opinion, far and away, the best offensive lineman so far this week has been Will Hernandez, the guard from University of Texas El Paso. And 6'3", 340 pounds. I mean, he has just been physically dominant at the point of attack. He's a four-year starter. If he had been playing at an SEC or ACC school, we'd be talking about him as a lock for the first round. So if he was available to the Giants, then I think he'd be one of those hog mollies that Dave Gettleman would be looking for.
Yeah, I saw him working on the field today. Definitely looks like a hog molly to me. The quarterbacks, you have two here, Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. The consensus top two are not. That's Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen. How do you pair those four guys and separate them if the Giants do decide to add a quarterback to the mix this year in the draft?
Well, I think I personally am highest on Sam Darnold. I just think that he is the best of the pro-style quarterbacks. I like the upside of him. I like his leadership abilities. I think that, you know, he comes from a pro-style offense, so it's not going to be quite the transition for him that it might be for some of these other quarterbacks. But in terms of immediate impact, then Josh Rosen is the most accurate. He has a great arm. He has all those things that you're looking for. So I think that if you're looking for someone who's going to be able to compete for a starting position immediately, then sure, Josh Rosen is the guy. And both of those guys obviously have the experience playing on the West Coast and in the big city. They're going to be able to handle the media exposure and the media attention that's going to come and play in New York. Baker Mayfield, of course, has that as well. But he's going to be a completely different type of quarterback. Oh, yeah. In terms of you're going to have to be willing to build around his mobility. Josh Allen probably has the highest upside of all of them, but he also is the quarterback who needs the most time to kind of sit and watch and learn. That said, I don't know there's anybody better in the business to do that behind than somebody like Eli Manning.
When this game's over on Saturday, two guys or one or three that you think guys or people will be talking about that made a big impression and they might jump up draft boards a whole lot when Senior Bowl week is over?
Well, to me, it's always a pass rusher. And so I mentioned Marcus Davenport before. He is a guy that I'm really intrigued by. And another player who you see flashes of, and New York fans will certainly be, will certainly know him as Kimoko Ture from Rutgers. Just his burst upfield, we're only seeing flashes of it because they're using him as a traditional outside linebacker so far in practice. But 6'5", 250 pounds, has the long arms, has the burst upfield, has the bend to dip underneath the arms of the offensive tackles. I think that he might have a flashy sack or two that could wind up getting him all that buzz that you look for in the game itself.
Rob, good stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John, as always.
Rob Rang joins us on Giants.com.